Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to usher in season 17 of this show. Along with the beautiful Crystal Hughes, we're going to discuss ways to support your soul's ascension during this powerful shift in consciousness that is taking place on our planet right now. So welcome home, luminous light leaders. This is your safe haven. This is a sacred space and a sanctuary. It is a unity community to empower you and to provide solutions, relief, energetic resources, upliftment to assist you on your journey of spiritual awakening and on this adventure of ascension. I have to ask my favorite question, like I do every time. What's the best that could happen today with Crystal and myself and all of us gathered here today? Well, let's intend to beautifully elevate our light quotient to soften any tension or heaviness so that you may truly feel divine love gently flowing through you and through this space here, this sacred circle. So just relax, breathe, open, and receive. We invite you to subscribe to the show if you haven't already. It's a free platform that you can access everything at straighttalkforthesoul.com. We also want to invite you to connect with us further in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul to find us. My intention with our journey today is for love and joy and soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. You're welcome to write in and let us know how you're feeling throughout the show. You can ask your questions that way in our webcast or press star 2 to raise your hand. Crystal will be doing readings later, so she's going to be looking into the patterns of aversion to the light. Really look at your light body and give some mini readings, and we're going to try to get through as many of those as we can. So again, press star 2 to raise your hand if you've called in by phone. Since this is the first day of season 17, it is a glorious day to come together to ignite this sacred container of divine love with all of you as we enter into season 17 of this series. And as I'm saying that, two yellow butterflies are flying through my through the window, so it's beautiful. We are in powerful times. We are entering into this golden age on our planet. We're in the midst of a purging process individually and collectively as we are ascending in consciousness and birthing a new expression of our divinity. And I want to mention that each of you listening right now, you are divinely designed to be here at this time to facilitate this powerful shift. You contain the light of a thousand suns, and it's really time to activate your luminous, shimmering, cosmic starlight and radiate that light into your heart, your mind, your body, your spirit, your personal world, and into the world around you. And the majesty of the kingdom and the queendom of God and the heavenly realms is within you. And our intention with a conscious community such as this is to awaken that remembrance within you so that you ignite the pure knowing that the divine has never been outside of you. It's always been within you. Now is the time to harmonize and balance the masculine and feminine energies of God within us without being too distracted by any imbalance that we see in the outside world, because there's a lot going on, as you all know. Your capacity to participate in bringing your divine light into this world is profoundly significant. You are an integral part of the collective family of humanity and our ascension. We are here to collectively elevate our light quotient and empower one another to be the light leaders that we came here to be and rise above the chaos, which is really just arising to be transmuted, and so that we can bring the light of divine love into our hearts and into our communities so that we may thrive in this new golden age that is before us. And this cosmic moment is crucial for all of us. So I am honored to welcome you to this sacred space and to season 17. And what a day to be here, because the beautiful Crystal Hughes is here. She will be touching on the subject of ascension, clearly, but also the vibrational ascension flu that many of you may have been impacted by. It may be impacting your aura, even if you're not aware of that. Crystal has some insight into all of this. She's a powerful intuitive. So if you've had moments or days or who knows how long where you felt like you may even be spinning out of control, stay with us today, because there is a way to align with the energies and transcend that potential downward spiral through a process called vibrational upgrading. This requires that you know what your light body is. So we're going to talk about that and talk about how you can raise your vibrational set point. We're also going to talk about becoming aware of your wise one team, so you can begin to communicate with this divine wisdom team to realize more and more of your life plan. So we're going to go deep today. You're going to discover what the ascension process is, overcoming this vibrational flu, understanding the dimensional shift that we're in, moving from 3D to 5D. We're going to talk about ascension symptoms and how to handle them. We're going to talk about managing and supporting your chakras and the auric bodies as they upgrade during your ascension. Plus, again, Crystal will be doing live readings on your light body. So press star 2 again on your phone to raise your hand. Many of you know Crystal. Let me just tell you a little bit about her. She's amazing. First and foremost, she's a multidimensional visionary, a medium, a multisensory energetic intuitive. She specializes in energetic healing and rapid transformation. She offers lightning fast, laser focused intuitive readings that go directly to the core of the issue, and she pinpoints it immediately. Her work includes connecting with Archangel Metatron and mediating for Metatron's cube to instantly shift a person's consciousness and open them up to higher channels of communication. Her purpose is to channel light into the world and to operate as a conduit of divine truth. I always love my time with her, and I'm honored to have her here. Please join me in extending waves of love and light and joy to Crystal Hughes as I welcome her back to the show. So welcome, beautiful.
Thank you. What a beautiful intro. Oh, my goodness. And I just want to say, and so it is, amen.
Yes.
To everything you said. Yes. What magnificent intentions. I could feel them coming through you. And I started going into this state of bliss. And that's part of what we're doing here today, is really calling forth the activation. It's almost like a poetry of the soul comes through. And I could feel that through you. I could really sense the degree of that light having gone through you, that these aren't just words that you're speaking. This isn't some light, fluffy, you know, ooh, here we are. Let's pretend that we're in the light. This really was a powerful prayer of your heart that I could feel. And the way that it was poetic is due to the degree in which you actually have been receptive to the light, to that wisdom. So
thank
I think you are such a beautiful example for all of us today.
As you are, my dear. So, I mean, it's so powerful to come together in a group like this and really let everyone know that it's all okay, because there are a lot of challenges. It can be exhausting. It can be frustrating, confusing. Right now, this soul ascension, this planetary ascension. So, what do you want to say, first of all, about this ascension process and us moving into these higher realms of consciousness? How can you describe it from your perspective, what's going on?
Yeah, I think you hit it right there, that it is a process. And many times what we find is that our mind is in urgency. Our mind is like, come on, I should be there already. You know, choose me, awaken me, you know, bring me the light. I want to have these amazing experiences, you know, sudden bolts of illumination that, you know, all of a sudden I can see everything behind the veil. You know, there is that experience of a depth of yearning as we go through this, but also then coming up against things. And when we look at the ascension process, I like to kind of deconstruct it. I'm very curious. And with that curious spirit, I like to go behind the scenes. What's actually occurring here? What are we doing? Mm-hmm. Because if we can go behind the scenes and observe the steps of a process and start to understand what might take us out of flowing with that process, then we're ahead. You know, we're working with the energies. And the ascension is this process of accepting the influx of divine light that's provided by the universe to propel you forward, becoming that supreme being self, to be in the fulfillment of your eternal celestial being, of your eternal self. And so when we see that this is a process of accepting the influx of light, we have to then check to see, well, is all of me, all of my being in acceptance of that light? What's actually occurring? Is there any part of me that's not accepting that? And I can tell you that, you know, doing this for quite a long time, I've seen the aspects that are not allowing the light in, or not allowing the actual energetic stance of acceptance with the light. And so instead, we find that we are in that state of warning. You know, the body plays a role in that, right? And so what we see is the body starts to go, wait, warning. You know, something's happening and I'm going to have to change. Right?
Yeah, it's
something's
a fear
happening.
Or a protective mechanism, right?
It's like, I'm going to have to change. And so this is where we really have to look at the ascension process is also to get us into acceptance. We have to shift the energy blockages, that lower level consciousness, from this outdated blueprint that created one reality of limitation based on physical laws to another reality. It's an unlimited energy of possibilities as this beautiful ocean of consciousness based on spiritual laws. And right now we've got an influx of energies because of what the planets are going through. It really is this divine plan to activate the deeper recesses of our bodies to, like you were saying, to purge. When the new energies meet the physical blockages, your health can go into this tailspin. And this is where we start to see and feel the symptoms that drain the vibrancy, right? That cause the body to go into this dullness and sluggishness. So what we want to do is we have to look at, okay, how does my body need to be as a mental stance? Because the physical body is still regulated by the primal mind, right? And so if we are wanting to upgrade our energetic structure and we leave the physical body behind, we're not going to make it there because the physical body has its own interpretation. So if you think of the lower level mind related to the physical body, what we can see is that the physical body starts to misinterpret the vibrational waves of light as they start to enter our field. Okay.
Right.
So,
we want to be more receptive to, I mean, the whole idea of ascension is to be open and receptive to all of these waves of light that are coming to the planet that are intended to build our light bodies. And is the light body from your perspective the same thing as the Merkaba?
I think it's the Merkaba is one element within the light body.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is what we're looking at. When we see the physical body, it's literally being deconstructed to hand over that same energy to the light body, right? So mm-hmm. what's occurring is we want to know it. What is this light body? We can't even come to the understanding exactly of what that is. It would just kind of flow right over our head, you know, in one ear and out the other. In the description of that, if we don't first begin to look deeper into how the physical body is in competition with the light body. So I think it's important as we understand the light body as a vehicle for the interdimensional travel, if you will. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe in that interdimensional travel, just think about it's not that you're going anywhere, right? It actually is the depths and the realms deeper within your heart space that open up to the cosmic allness, the cosmic oneness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this light body is actually a vehicle in which we can traverse the realms to call forth the intimate connections and meetings with our wise one team and those guides, the angels, the light beings, all of our support systems.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if we don't go back to the physical body and say, okay, if we're literally deconstructing this old container, we are taking down. It's like this. It's like we're taking down the foundation while we're trying to stand on the foundation, right? We're remodeling our home while living in it.
That's a great way to put it. That is a great way to put it. So how does that show up from, I mean, because you can truly, you're one of the most amazing people with regard to being able to seeing these things. How does it show up in the physical body when the physical body is almost fighting this light?
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like to you?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of symptoms that happen. When that comes in, what we find is that there's deep contraction. And we even go into the muscle fibers and the tissue layers. And this is what I've discovered recently, mm-hmm. is that the seven layers of the tissues of the body relate to the seven layers of the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The seven chakras that we have. And when we see that, the reality is that the body doesn't want to move beyond that. It doesn't want to move beyond, oh, I've got these seven tissue layers. I've got seven chakras that I'm dealing with. I need to be able to run energy and flow through that and assimilate the energy. The mind causes the body to question what's happening and misinterpret the light. So again, it's coming through as the enemy sometimes, coming through as a feeling of like an entity attack. It's coming through as migraine headaches. It comes through in the shifting of your sleeping patterns. So you're not allowing the energetic housing to shift like it needs to shift, because a lot of that remodeling occurs at night. And so you might experience the symptoms affecting your sleep patterns, literally waking up certain times of the night, no apparent reason, right? Restlessness, hot flashes, hot feet, flushed with the ascension flame, you know, really knowing that the energies are starting to penetrate and move through. It's a melting down, if you will. Think of like the alchemist turning this base metal into gold. This is what's happening. So we have these experiences of being tired, being exhausted. It goes even to a deeper level, which we are having blurred vision. We could mm-hmm. have strange flashes of light. We are feeling an experience in our body of heaviness, where we can't, you know, seem to put one foot in front of the other to get anything done. So procrastination. Also, memory loss is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Memory loss.
Mm-hmm.
We have sensitivity to our skin. We have an experience where we have emotional fluctuations, where memories start to come back. limitations in the belief of who we are, aches and pains in the body, a lot of digestive issues because of the power center, changes in the sexual desires, dizziness even. So there's quite a bit in the way of how we're not adapting, right, to the light. And the body is really in aversion to the light. So again, it almost feels like it's being attacked instead of, ooh, yay, there's an amazing downpour of light. So what's happening is, you know, we incarnate and we've got cycles. We have beautiful, natural, organic rhythms and cycles to our own ascension path. And let's say that we're still in the place around, you know, knowing something's not healthy for us to eat, but we eat it anyway, right? We're kind of overriding our intuition. We're feeding it into our body anyway. We know it's a dense food. But, hey, instant gratification, right? Like, we want not just one or two or three chips. We want the whole bag, right? It's like, mm-hmm. I sit down, I get unconscious, I'm, you know, looking at my computer, and there I go, and I'm, you know, eating this whole bag. And so what happens is we go into this unconscious state, and we start to put things into our bodies that are literally going to cause the light to hit a blockage or dense energy. And when that hits, suddenly we get a rattling in our body. And we have to watch out for this, because if we don't have our consciousness in alignment with our intentions, then it can take us out. It's like a high level voltage of energy mm-hmm. trying to come through a 40 watt light bulb. You know, mm-hmm. it's like if I say, oh, I want to carry a high voltage of light, then I can't be a 40 watt light bulb anymore. You know, like
yes.
I actually need to have my container be able to hold and carry the amount mm-hmm. of light that comes in. And so another part of that piece is we have to be fully in alignment. We have to be in acceptance of that. And then we have to know how to stabilize and anchor those energies in the body. The energies feel turbulent. They feel volatile. But maybe they're not negative, right? Maybe our mind just wants to label them as that. Maybe these are the energies of divine light descending into your body. Mm-hmm. And so you progress through the ascension, clearing, raising the vibration, and again,
yes.
becoming more spiritually aware, right? So that psychically you're shifting, financially you can actually shift through what we're going through now and blossom and start to open up so that you are not a victim of these ascension symptoms like the flu taking you out. You actually are expanding. You're allowing the energetic structure to be torn down. It's mm-hmm. being torn down so that your egoic nature that's trying to hold on to the old and the attachment
right.
to the old can be disconnected, and we can reprogram and allowing you to come into that place of peace and joy and expansiveness and love.
Mm-hmm. What has helped you? I mean, I know you have a whole program that people are going to be able to participate in that will really help them with every bit of this, but you know, what really helps to so the body doesn't contract anymore? Because our bodies mm-hmm. also, Crystal, they're so sensitive. I know mine is so sensitive to mm-hmm. everything. And so if I don't want to feel like crap, essentially I have to be so aware and discerning about what I put in my body, what I surround myself with, what I watch, all of those things, because I'm so sensitive. But
yeah.
what is your idea? I mean, what are some ideas for people to receive the light more easily?
We've got to move from the mind, physical body relationship mind as our priority to the heart being the priority.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be, and just like that's why I use that example of eating that whole bag of chips. We might feel like, well, we just want to be free. We just want to flow. We just want to have, you know, again, it's like, what do we think freedom is? Freedom is what to us? You know, and we really, you know, in going deep into this, freedom is not created by eating what we want to eat that just satisfies the pleasures of the physical body at that one moment, right? We really have to get back in touch with the heart. And right now on our planet, only about 30% of the people actually have their heart space open, right? Mm-hmm. So as we are moving and growing, we are moving through initiations into the acceptance of our 5D reality. We're in the muck and mire of the 3D, but we don't have to feel like this is just because we're living here, this is what we have to take on. Again, everything is internal. We expand into 5D reality from the place of the innermost heart. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what we can see is that when we take the time to include the divine in any equation, then it's going to relieve us of the intensity of our, of the results of our actions, right? Mm-hmm. Because if we, let's say we eat some gluten and we're highly sensitive to gluten, well, we decide we want to eat the gluten. We know that eating that is going to have impact on our physical body, our emotional body. And are we okay with that? Or are we saying, you know what? My body is alive. It's a conscious being. If it's rejecting this, that's for a reason. And I need to start to align my body with my intentions. What am I actually doing in any given moment? That's awareness.
It's, oh, yeah.
You know, it's not a spark of light that, you know, just like, bing, dances in our crown chakra. We are the embodiment of the awareness. And so yeah. We need to come into congruency with our actions. And we need to start to observe also the fear that we have, because the fear of the expansion. So for me, you know, I had this experience where I was being asked to step up to a greater level of service, okay? And you can imagine there's a lot in my life that's going on, right? You know, I run Academy for the Soul. I do summit appearances. I've got my private practice. All of this is going on. And when the divine says, oh, ready for the upgrade? What? Wait, universe. What's that entail? And I'm bringing this because in those moments when the physical mind kicks in and then we go, uh-oh, wait a second, I don't know. Do I really want to step forward? Do I really want to be a channel for light and the divine and the truth? Or do I want to stay comfortable? Do I want to stay comfortable with where I'm at? Because what I find is one of the biggest issues with being impacted by the light is that we choose, or one chooses, to play too small. You're playing too small. And the light is trying to come in to move into the container all the way into the meridians of the body, the cells of the body, the structures of the physical body, expand those, upgrade those, and for you to be in the willingness to step into the light as light, right? Right now what happens, Carrie, is that a lot of people don't feel worthy of that because they don't see themselves already as light. And this isn't like saying, oh, I'm this beautiful light being. It's very easy for us to speak words. But as I was once told, you can't write the word honey on a piece of paper and lick it and you're going to taste honey, right? Mm-hmm. We can say we're honey. Are we honey? Do we taste like honey? You know, we say we're light. Are we putting things in our bodies that are light? Are we watching things that are light? Are we in the emotional vibration of the light of the spectrum of that emotion? So this is where our body would go into fear and contraction of actually being able to expand, and it has a question mark. Do I really want to? Because it triggers fear, and that throws us off of our balance point. Mm-hmm. And when we're off of balance, we wobble, we fall, we are a victim suddenly, we're abused, we're, you know, the wounded caretaker or caregiver, we're in a codependent relationship. We're not holding a magnetic vibrational frequency of the heart, we're holding a vibrational magnetic frequency of the mind. And so we need to come into the heart space and be strong in the heart, be in alignment with the choices we make, and to be able to claim our being as light, because that's what we're living. We're living light. We're living truth. We're in the vibrancy and the frequency of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And anyone who is in a community like this, whether they're new here or they've been with us for a while, that's why we're here. And their attention to being that light is so important, especially considering the times that we're in, where there's a lot of distraction out there in the outer world. And so it's really, really important. And to become so aware of, you know, if we are rejecting something, you use that word and it really stood out to me, if we're rejecting something in a relationship or in a way of being or what we're eating or what we're watching or all of those things, those are signals, those are signs of, you know, of contraction. Like it's like we're going to contract and we're not going to let in the light. We're not going to be the light that we are. It's not even really letting it in. It's like, it's almost like, it's expanding it out. I mean, and it's kind of both, because it's coming in, but it's also emanating, you know, from our core, right? So it's
sure.
It's a unique process that we're in. And you had also mentioned, you know, expanding into 5D. This whole ascension process, this is an individual process. Again, this is a process, but it's also happening cosmically. It's happening for our planet. Do you want to speak to that at all? And how, you know, ascension is not just a personal experience.
Yeah, it is a cosmic experience. The planet is raising its vibration, right? It literally is moving into a higher realm of consciousness as a vibrational frequency spectrum, as a realm, right? And so what we're going through is, instead of just being in the knowing of the seven energy bodies of our aura, the seven chakra system, our being is wanting to grow our energy bodies out. So just as I'm going to put it so plainly, right now we have seven energy bodies in our aura. Where we're going is 12 energy bodies in our aura. And so we're at seven energy bodies matching the seven chakras. We've been doing this for a long time, talking about chakras, right? But the majority has been the main seven. And in 2012 is when we really got the wake-up call. Hello, you've got like an earth star chakra. You've got a soul star chakra. You've got chakras in between. You've got the stellar gateway that's opening. I started seeing a lot of womb energy, like literally the galactic womb, if you will, and how Divine Mother actually flows that into the Hara point, and how that energy rises up like the Kundalini rising and sparking that. And so now we have to begin to experience our body and imagine ourselves. Just like we don't want to imagine ourselves as just the physical body, we expand to open ourselves to the seven energy bodies. We need to actually start to let the template of the 12th energy body aura come into our awareness and start to kind of feel into that, see it, know it, and to also include especially the 12, so we're including the transpersonal chakras. When we do this, we're now in alignment more with what's going on the cosmic level. And so in doing a lot of the healing work, this is really what we've been up to. We've been up to doing healing work to clear those seven chakras, because we now have this new paradigm. And the new paradigm is saying, okay, we're a 12th dimensional being because each of the auras, the bodies of the auras match the dimensions. Well, mentally, we can't get out of this fourth dimension to the fifth dimension. We're kind of trapped, right? We like I said, 30% of the population is on board with being in the heart, which really is a major key to having us be able to access what we would call that fifth dimensional realm where there's less limitations, let's say, where we're dancing in the light of divine creativity, where we're magnetizing from the higher mind and from the higher heart. So this is really what we're doing. So how do we move 3D, 4D, 5D? You know, this is the question. And allowing the Wise One team to come in, because we're so used to managing the 3D, but now we're transitioning. We have to bridge that to the other side. And so we have to infuse our body and practice the infusion. So we shift where the magnetic center is, if you will, and we begin to now turn our attention to that crystalline matrix. But to get to the crystalline matrix, we need to work with what we call the golden grid. The golden grid, just the pure divine masculine structure and the feminine Shakti that flows through that. And then we can expand to grow beyond our 12 chakras and be able to really turn our being into the crystalline matrix. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're up to.
Yeah, just that. That's when we're up to. Yeah. It's so powerful and it's so exciting. And I love groups like this, Crystal, because they're ready. They want this and they are also experiencing a lot of the ascension symptoms that you have mentioned. I'm glancing at a lot of the people who've written in that are, you know, feeling a lot of these physical ascension symptoms. And there are a lot of initiations that people go through, Crystal, as we're expanding beyond, the seven layers of the chakra, the seven bodies, you know, as we move into more of the 12th dimensional structure, there are initiations that we go through as spiritual beings. Do you want to say anything about that? Because sometimes that can be the reason that we're going through some of the things that we're going through. What can you say about that?
Yes. Yeah, so when you were talking about, you know, new light frequencies coming from inside of us, but, you know, just to use the language, obviously, like I was saying, we go through the innermost, and when we go through the innermost, we reach the cosmic center point, and that's where we can literally just be floating again in that ocean of consciousness with all the divine beloveds. But if we think about how the light energy starts to penetrate in, what happens is each one of us, we have these little soul seeds, if you will, these little light packets within our being. And those little light packets hold greater wisdom. And so the new light frequencies come in as these rays of awakening. And what they do is they're wanting to saturate our body being, but when the light hits the little packets pop open. Okay, so think of it like popcorn popping, pop, 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 you know. So suddenly we've got all of the little light packets popping, and these are insights. These are intuitive awarenesses, moments of aha. These are an experience of the oneness where we're just literally in the jaw-dropping awe of the moment where we have no thought. And until we go into narration of, oh my God, I have no thought. You know, I have no thought. I held it for like three sessions, right? What's happening is the light, remember, shines and infuses, and it triggers the toxins in our body to be cleared. It triggers the purging. It triggers the energetic anatomy shifts and the up-leveling. It supports the rebuilding of the energetic structure, our home. So we can flow the light in, so we can be in the flow of illumination. But again, the outdated info has to be cleared through time of upheaval. And then we match the higher level energies coming in, integrate the wisdom from the packets of light in our body, recalibrate. A lot of what you'll hear if you ever have worked with me a lot of what I do is literally rebalancing the chakras after everything that I do and recalibrating the auric field, the auric bodies. Why do we do that? Because we need to give attention, the light being as us with the light body, first wants us to understand the basic structures before we build out an extensive light mm-hmm. body, right? Mm-hmm. We've got to get the foundation right. And the energy bodies are alive. My celestial body is alive. I can talk to it, right? Mm-hmm. My emotional body is alive. It's conscious. My mental body is alive. It's conscious. Do you live in that way where you're really inviting that deep level of intimacy with what you currently know that you have and what you're working with? Because mm-hmm. if that's the case, you can then proceed through this personal process of alchemy to the higher plane of light, if you will, for this new level of your physical body to absorb. And so mm-hmm. we come into that. And, you know, one of the great Sanskrit chants is really moving from darkness to light, right? From untruth to truth, from darkness to light, from death to immortality. And it goes like this. Om Masatoma Satskamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amritangamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And so we're in that prayer. Please, divine, let us move from untruth to truth. Why? Why to truth? Because truth is light. Light shining upon. Consciousness is light. And that's information. And so we move from untruth to truth. We move from darkness to light. And we allow ourselves to become light. One of the greatest experiences that I had was a moment in which I had been praying for an illumination experience. And I had been asking, okay, universe, please, you know, awaken me, bring the light, bring the light. And my physical body wasn't ready for it. I hadn't given up, if you will, the things that my body was craving that I wanted to have. And when the light came, it was literally like a lightning bolt. And it came in and it zapped me so hard that I fell on the floor. And it sucked out. Think about short-circuiting the kidneys and the prenatal life force that actually grows you from the very point of incarnation in the womb. And it zapped me so hard, right? And this is because I didn't know the ascension path. I didn't know the process. I didn't know how to support my body, to readjust my mind, to demagnetize the DNA in the old way. I didn't know that. And then after that, I had a different type of illumination experience where the sky opened up, literally, like, you know, I'm sitting in this retreat and the ceiling just opens like an endless sky, and this cosmic light beam came down and it removed this huge thick wall, and instantly the light of bliss came in, and I too in that moment fell on the floor, but I was laughing hysterically in bliss. And when I got up, I could see everybody as their higher self. I could see their past, present, and future. And in fact, Carrie, you know, Imuna was a volunteer at that illumination retreat, and she witnessed this. She was one of my witnesses to my illumination. And this was a whole different experience. Suddenly people were coming up to me and asking me questions. Well, what do you see for me? And how do you see this playing out? And that is where I really shifted to being a vibrational match to the energy that was available to me, and that I could hold it, I could carry it, and I could share it. And that's what I want for everybody here.
Mm-hmm. You have such a beautiful gift in being able to do that in such a pure way, and such a It's very quick. And so speaking of that, let's do some of that. Let's work with some callers, because you're going to look at their light body. You're going to see any patterns or of their aversion to the light that we've been talking about. So what do you need from them? Just their name or what's best?
Yeah, just their name is fine.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And for those of you who've called in, again, it's star 2 to raise your hand. Many hands are up already, but we're going to try to get through as many as we can. And this is for the purpose of awareness, correct, Crystal? It's for them to become aware of what these patterns are, you know, tell them what can they do once they get this information.
Sure. My greatest gift is that I actually can observe the level to which your body, mind, spirit is contracting. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you that gift of telling you where and when that was created, so that when you go in, if you choose to do this Wisdom Path Ascension program and you go down that path, you have that information. So when we're on those calls, you know what to clear. You know what to clear. So that's what I'm going to do. I want to read your number one pattern that keeps you in aversion to to the light, because that's what's preventing your light body from not building out as it needs to be. Okay? So
yeah,
I go
that,
pretty fast,
yeah.
And I suggest everyone to write it down. Try not to get too into the head, because here's what happens sometimes, Carrie, is people say, oh, I thought I worked on that already, or, oh, I've done so much clearing around that, or, oh, whatever. You know, the human self wants to still be a victim, even with the light of the reading coming through. And we have to watch out for that, because, again, we need to know that there are layers, and we're going to the deepest layer. I will literally go to the point where you need to uproot, right? That might be genealogical. That might be a past life. It might be a parallel lifetime. It might be in the womb, or it might be in this lifetime. So that is of great value when I read that, because then you know where to place your attention and to clear that. Okay.
Yeah. And you have this whole, we're going to talk about the Wisdom Path Ascension that you are offering everyone that they can go through. It's live calls. It's all kinds of things that will support their soul's ascension. So this is just the beginning point. Okay. We have a lot of hands up, so I'm going to go to our first caller. I'm going to go to area code 610. You're live with us. 610.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Deborah, and I'm so... Oh, Carrie, I have to tell you, I'm so honored that I came across your podcast a few months ago. It has been a lifesaver for me.
Oh,
I
love hearing that.
It's been overwhelmed for me, and I want to help. I want to do something, but I like to know what's going on. Okay. So, I'm honored to be able to listen and...
Yes.
Get on with my
life. Yes. And one of the things that we're looking at when we tune in deep within your body, you know, the archetype of the caregiver is within you, but you're actually at the highest level. You're actually a dynamic healer, and you've done this in past lives. So it doesn't surprise me that you've ended up here. We have to look, though, internally and see this degree of doubt that you've had within yourself of the value that you can bring. And we want to up-level that. We want to up-level how you're observing and feeling about yourself, so that you are able to focus in, where do I give that value that I contain, right? Who do I present that to and bless, right? And so with that, we're going in and we're looking at that shadow caregiver that you've had, and we're seeing that this actually was created in this lifetime, but I'm seeing around 4 to 5 years old. We've got to work with your 4 and 5 year old, and we have to have you place yourself at the forefront right now, because your up leveling is happening emotionally, in the aura. Okay, so your emotional body, it's around 4 or 5 years old. We can't have you giving away your energy anymore. You have to find it as valuable. And that's mm-hmm. going to help you upgrade and move through your own initiation, right? Which means your life purpose. Okay?
Mm-hmm. There you go. And I'm so glad you ended up here. There's no mistake. I never feel like there's a mistake when people end up here. And, you know, if this interests you, I would highly encourage you to try Crystal's program and move forward with this. Did that make sense, what she shared with you?
Yes. And you know, I always had this feeling that I was a healer. Mm-hmm. But, I, you know, I thought, well, but if I can't even heal myself, what the heck, you know?
Yes.
How can I be a healer? You know, that's where a lot of the doubts go. So you're saying that I need to go into my four-year-old inner child kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
Absolutely. That's
I'm
the point we need to focus to heal.
Okay,
I'm so
great.
Glad you're here, and so many blessings
thank
to you,
thank
on this journey.
So much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on to our next caller. Area code 714. 714, you're live.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Thank you, Crystal. It's the first time I've talked to you. I've listened to you for years, so thank you.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. You're so welcome. You're so welcome. All right. Let's take a look at that pattern that isn't allowing you to actually let the light in. So one of the things that we're feeling is a little bit of insecurity in the heart space. That insecurity causes your heart to be in conflict because part of you doesn't feel that you're capable. In the degree to which I know you're capable, that we can sense and see that you're capable. So the insecurities actually stem from this past life I'm looking at 11 past lives ago. And in that place of insecurity, the uncertainty comes and you start to question, did I really get that? Did I really hear that? You know, can I rely on what I think I know? And the questioning comes from a part of you that's in a chronic state of needing to protect you, okay? So this is where the aversion comes. If I am not insecure, if I'm actually secure in myself, if I let the light flow, then I'm going to get hurt. I'm going to get harmed, okay? So this is what we have to focus on, that past life. Release that. Secure you in your own being and holding the light, channeling the light, so that actually that expansion occurs, but also that you can now feel good about being safe as you channel and offer that. Okay? You're a transmitter, so we want you to be able to transmit that light as a lightwave vibrational frequency tone, and that's going to help others begin to shift and come into their awareness as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Sounds good,
Kay. Thank you. Yes, it does. A lot of work. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you
You're
for
welcome.
Calling. I hope that was helpful for you.
Very much so. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kay. Thank you, Crystal. Next caller, area code 406. You're live.
Thank you so much. My name is Paula. And I would love to know what my number one pattern that's keeping me from attaining my light.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we're seeing is intimidation and this pattern of others almost like they have it together and you're still questioning the self, or a version of you has you question self. You know, am I ready? Could I do this? Could I be whatever as proficient as them or as good as them and what they're doing? And the questioning based on this intimidation also comes from a past life where we see that in that experience in the past life, there were people around you that were very much in power, but they were in power in the physical world, right? Instead, you actually were the one that was the intuitive channel where you would not have to do things in the physical. You could bypass that physical and literally just be in the premonition and in the knowing of what's to occur and what the best choice is. But because you weren't letting yourself show success at the physical level, they discounted who you were and they intimidated you and you shrunk down. Okay. So for you, let's just see how many past lives are we looking at. We're going to 23 past lives ago, and that is still lingering today, right?
Wow.
We don't need you intimidated. We need you really saying, show me who I am. Show me my contribution in the world, right? You know, what light wants to flow through me? What wants to be created through me? Okay.
Wow. Thank you. That resonated so strongly.
Mm-hmm.
That's
beautiful
to hear. Thank you, Paula.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad you're here.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me go to our next caller. Area code 919. You're live.
Oh, hey. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My name's Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hey.
Happy you're here.
Yeah. And that's all I want to. I'm
you're
just
ready.
Recognizing I have a lot of the symptoms, and I'm really recognizing resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that we see is that there's a point in time where you actually shut down. I see. Oh my goodness, I'm getting even teary-eyed. Because I'm suddenly seeing where you flip the switch. It's like a constant flipping, you know, of the switch. So it's like, oh, I'm shutting down. Oh, wait, you know, I'm in regret. Now I'm going to turn it back on. And along the timeline, in certain points along the timeline, you have shut it off because the power was actually so strong through your being. The rush of energy, when you really step into it, you're like this magician energy that can call forth the energies of the elements in nature and utilize that power. And when that comes through, it is so powerful that sometimes people are afraid of your power and they don't want to hear it, right? And so it will feel penetrating to them. It will feel sharp to them. It will come across in ways that, you know, isn't pleasant for them because of their level of resistance. And so in this past life, because it was so big and it came through, you ended up shutting that down. And so for you, it's almost like if I turn the switch back on, I will literally be overwhelmed. I will have so much light flowing through me. I won't know what to do with that light. How do I handle that light? It's going to be too big. And also the fear, again, that people are going to reject you, okay? Now, you're one that really knows how to channel truth, but sometimes the filter isn't there, right? So you can channel the truth, and because the filter's not there, because you are an open channel, you've had to learn to control that, and you've had to pull back. And so you've always been monitoring, at least in this lifetime, you monitor, try to monitor how much you're saying and what you're telling them, right? But the reality is, you know, you're awesome because who doesn't want to come to someone that sees that light of truth and who knows the truth, right? But some people don't. They're just in resistance. So for you, we've got to help you switch that back on and to be able to know that you're in charge, you're in control of the light, and that you also aren't giving away your light to just anyone. You're giving away your light to the people that can handle your light, that see the value of it, okay?
Oh, that's right on. It's so right on.
Mm-hmm.
I am shut down, and that's what I'm struggling
okay.
with, because I don't want to be, yeah. Thank you
mm-hmm.
so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
Time to light up. Get yourself all lit up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just I feel like everyone, you kind of represent a lot of, everyone that we're calling on, you know, represents a lot of us here. And please take this as a message, as a signal that it's time, you know, it's time. And I hope that you'll follow this journey of conscious ascension, you know. So thank you, Jane.
Yeah.
So much love to you. Okay, we're going to move right along. So many hands up. Our next caller is area code 805. You're live.
Oh, my gosh. Is that me?
It's you. Who's you? Who is this?
It's Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Thank you so much. Yes, I'm just so wanting to move forward in my life, and I feel like I've been stuck. So I would love to hear whatever. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So what I see vibrationally is at the back of the heart, there's some sort of suffering that has occurred, and either being taken advantage of, betrayal, some kind of past life trauma that they're showing me, like an invasion into your energy field. And, you know, what you're going through is it's almost like an experience of what life should be, and that you have the heart to experience and create and co-create and be intimate with others to create that in this world. But some people haven't been playing well with you, right? And so how has that shown up in your life with this experience of being taken advantage of, where you actually committed, but you weren't met in that love? You weren't met in that commitment.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess that resonates, Laura. Sounds like it does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Right on.
So what we're wanting to do is we've got to have you around people that will be able to offer up their being to you just as much as you offer up your being to them. And for you, this has to be a focus in on divine masculine and feminine within yourself. Your feminine is willing to suffer to provide for the masculine. And that old paradigm is shifting so much, where you have to now understand that this only has to do with your interior, right? Your personal masculine and your personal feminine and how they are relating to each other. Okay, so for you, that's what we have to work on. Your masculine and your feminine, where she isn't suffering and being taken advantage of, that she's actually stepping up and claiming how she needs to be treated, how she deserves to be treated, because what that's going to do is it's going to support you in shifting in a major way the energetic structure. And when you become lighter and your balance of your masculine and feminine come together, your focus then is going to actually be more on what you're offering on a global scale rather than the dynamic between you and another, you and another person, right? For you, we really have to get in there, shift your masculine so that he's really offering up to your feminine a way to express the brilliance of the soul, the beauty of the soul, the softness of the soul as a gift, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
There was a lot there for you, Laura. I hope that you took it all in.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Crystal. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome, Laura. Glad you're here. And I hope you received that fully. So thank you, Laura. All right. Thank you, Crystal. I think this is a good time. We'll take more callers, and I'll go to the webcast too. But let's talk to people about doing the Wisdom Path Ascension, package program that you have created for this community. Everyone can find this at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace. You will see Crystal's beautiful smiling face. Click on that and you will see these two offers. Offer A is the Wisdom Path Ascension. It's for $112, which is a beautiful price point. And we have the 3-pay option if that helps you. But this is a huge comprehensive program, Crystal, that you've created. Describe what's in here and how this can support everyone listening who has been, you know, nodding their head and saying, yes, I'm experiencing this and I want to get out of resistance. How can this help?
Yeah, this isn't, you know, a program that is just going to throw out a couple of exercises and we're done. You know, this is more of a beautiful path. And I had one of my illumination experiences was revealing my whole Wise One team, my beautiful guides and angels, and they started to talk to me about the path. And that as we step forward and as we surrender to the organic nature of our own evolution, more wisdom light starts to come in. And that there are ways in which we can actually call forth the light to prepare our energetic structure in our bodies. And I have to say, now more than ever, we're being exposed to the shifts in vibrations and consciousness because of what's going on in the planet. So being a part of this change really means that we're the way showers in the ascension of humanity. And each one of you that raises your vibration in turn assists in raising the vibrations of the whole planet. So we want to take our time with this. We want to allow the subconscious mind to be reprogrammed and to create a new blueprint and to start to understand what we have at our fingertips that we can use to do this. Many times in my initiations, I've been exposed to different elements and frequencies, and I've noticed that Archangel Metatron, which I've been using and working with in the last, 5 years now, is the Archangel of the future. And we have this capacity to step into our timeline now, to be in time, to also be out of time, and to bend time, and to download the template of our truth into the now. Our enlightened self knows truth, and we can live that now. We can have that information. And it requires us to be present and to do it consistently. And so with this, this is a 12-week program. So in this 12-week program, being together for 12 weeks, you see, like as a collective energy, we're going to go into this wondrous world of enlightenment as a dance with these rays of energies, a dance with infusions and illuminations, experience to unlock the deeper recesses of your mind. In plain English, we've got to go into the subconscious. We've got to clear the known patterns that are unhealthy and actually train your being to be okay with the unknown, the unknown patterns, because the unknown is your future, but also to strengthen your being as a vehicle of light, to dance with the divine. And when you dance with the divine, the downloads of information come in that help support you so that you're not afraid of the unknown, that you're actually welcoming the unknown. You're welcoming the spontaneity of the moment. You're welcoming the brilliant idea, and you're available to that so that you're saying, yes, okay, what would you like me to do? And so
exactly.
The elements of ascension, we're really looking at integrating ego and what ego has stood for and coming into self-mastery, starting to feel worthy, loving the self, and facing the deepest fears and darkness now so we don't have to, again, be surprised by them showing up with our body contracting. And it's moving us into a place where we are offered clarity, where we have the guidance and support. So the way that we're doing this is we're going to actually start with a gorgeous orientation call. I love the orientation because we do a practice there, and we start to already get our aura and the chakras available in the way that we need to in order for the activations to come through. And then what we have is each week for 12 weeks, you're going to have an illumination session. And this comes in the mail. So you're going to get an email with the illumination session as an MP3. And I want you to listen to that illumination session because it prepares your being with the vibrational frequency tone that I was talking about. And if you actually look at the page there where we're offering this, that's going to show you what we're working on. What are we doing in getting you prepared? So we have to prepare you for an opening to an upgraded version of wealth, generosity, abundance, love, passion, connection, communication, right? Being in the listening, health, compassion, prosperity, receiving, knowing. I mean, I can keep going, but I think you can look at that. Right? You have to have the certainty with the clarity and the motivation and the power and the trust within your being, and then bringing you to vision, bringing you to the radiance, bringing you to purpose, bringing you to illumination. So we go in and we are infusing, and these are very easy to listen to. I think they're 20 to 30 minutes, and they are the energetic work, if you will, that's consistent for you, to allow your body to actually run the energies through, okay? Mm-hmm. And that starts to include your DNA. So the strands of your DNA that have, you know, the 12 strands are actually now being incorporated or included, if you will, in our life. So as we do this, we see that our energy frequency starts to up-level, but every month we're going to get together. And every month we're going to have a beautiful empowerment session. And empowerment sessions are all about training the body. Remember, I said, you're detoxing. And so how do we handle the energies, the offloading of the detox? We have to bring in the vibrational rays from the archangels that are being provided to us. So you're going to have these beautiful 12 rays, audios that you can listen to that will allow for that upgrading. But the structure is here for you, and you'll have videos where I'm actually sharing specific types of exercises. One of the important things that we're doing that is just amazing, that I would say for the money just to learn this, is worth it. I do a process called scanning, and that process is a calibration of truth and light in my body being. And I'm actually going to be teaching you how to scan for yourself, how to scan for others. And the reason why this is so important is because, again, learning to scan, actually every time you ask the question, it provides your body as a container for channeling light through it. So the divine starts to prepare the energy bodies, the meridians, the frequencies for that light to come through it until you literally become light. You literally become it. Also, we're going to be working and resetting the nervous system. Vitally important, because our nervous system isn't quite wired yet, right, to handle, like I was saying, the frequency tone of the energy. So, again, you're going to be upgraded with that. And as we go through these, I want you to really start to just understand that everything we're doing really provides the loving container that your being needs to fully relax, OK? okay? We're going to be releasing the karmic baggage. We are going to be allowing you to reconstruct your whole timeline. What that means is your future timeline that is predictable based on your old habits, based on your addictions, based on your family ancestral line, we are literally pulling that out and we are creating a brand new timeline, a cosmic timeline for you. We're getting you out of the time continuum that we currently know, and we're upgrading that so that you can actually realize the no time paradigm. That's the fifth D, the 5D. We're getting you to a place where you are now going to include your energetic constitution to flow energy through the earth star, through the hara, the navel, through the causal chakra, through the soul star, and open up that beautiful solar gateway so that the light of the divine energy that is the purest form comes through. And then in the third session, we're creating your light body. So I'm going to teach you how to flush your family field, your ancestral field that is your field of consciousness that you're always relating to. We're going to demagnetize your DNA, and we're going to connect you to the rhythms of the earth so that, again, these initiations aren't painful. Mm-hmm. And so as we connect you, we activate the light body, and you come into the blissful state of blossoming open as your true self, as that wise one.
Very your programs are always very comprehensive. And I want to mention that the value of it is over $2,000, and you're offering it for $112. And I just want to briefly do the overview. So it's 12 weeks of the guidebook PDFs that you get, 12 Wisdom Way illumination sessions on MP3 that you get weekly, 3 live empowerment session calls, the 3 Wisdom Way PDFs, video coaching, 12 Rays of Reawakening PDFs, and the 12 audio guided journeys, the 3 Crystal Meridian cleanse. There's a lot in here, and that's just package A. So let's tell them what package B is, which is all of that. Plus, you're going to offer a live group intuitive assessment. So they get everything that we've just talked about in A, and then a live group intuitive assessment. This is where you're going to read each person for their intuitive gifts and let mm-hmm. them know what, if they're clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, if they're an angel communicator. So you're really able to get in there and read everybody in these group
yes.
sessions. Okay.
It's a download. So just so everyone knows, there's 3 people on the call. And I love it in this form of a small group because each person gets to listen to the other. And you just start to open yourself to the magic of intuition and really, you know, understand, whoa, I am unique in the way I do it. She's unique in the way she does it. Each one of us has a unique way of flowing light and energy through our being. In the intuitive assessment, I'm actually going to be reading everything in your being of the structure. So your auric field, how your body sits inside your aura. I'm going to go in and tell you the specific order of your clairs. I'm also going to read for you the special gifts that you have and just literally introduce you to your higher self, because your higher self will show up initially. And there's great purpose that comes with that. Right? Great purpose. And when you get that flash, it's almost like when you can see the light of your purpose, what does that do? It inspires you. It inspires you to be on the path, to stay on the path. We all need that. It brings mm-hmm. that level of hope, but also triggers dedication. So you're motivated to stay on the path and move forward, and you know what you're going towards. Why are you here? Right? What are you going towards? And so with that, it's a download. It's going to be very fast. It's about 25 to 30 minutes each person. And you'll just be in a state of awe with yourself. You know, it brings you to that place of like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that about myself. But it's so beautiful because now you know the you that the divine knows you as.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful offerings, beautiful packages. You haven't offered this here before, so this is good timing for ascension support. And like you, there's so many different elements involved in both of these packages. So thank you for always making it so comprehensive and beautiful and fun. You make everything you do fun too. So there's a lot of energy there. You know, you make it exciting to participate in this ascension process. Well, and you remind people of why they're here and what their gifts are and all of that. Mm-hmm. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I don't want our beautiful beings in the webcast. So many people have written in. So I want to go to some of those. You can do some of these quick readings for some of these beautiful beings. Let me go to Grace in New York. What can you tell Grace about her patterns how did you phrase it? I'll just let you
patterns of aversion.
Yes.
These are patterns of aversion. Yeah. Where the body being is like, do I really want to let that light in?
Right.
Do I really want to go there? So what I'm seeing is a past life where there was an expression that came out of you, an authentic expression that wasn't welcomed. And when you came out with the authentic expression of you, it wasn't welcomed because I'm just going to say this as it was, people were ignorant. They were ignorant of the power. Think about you being like this goddess energy, but very cutting edge because you knew how nature supported and supplied us with our ability to heal and with the tinctures. And at that time, people were questioning that. They didn't understand that. And so the inauthenticity that was around you and not being able to recognize the power of your truth, they started ganging up on you, if you will. They cast you out, and there was abusive energies as well as just intimidation and almost like a dictatorship that was condemning you. Okay. And so I see that there was a running, you know, it's always like I'm running, I'm hiding, instead of really understanding now that you're not an imposter. You're not fake. You're not phony in what you're sensing and feeling in your body. It is real. It is true. So now it's time to look at that. Let me see how many past lives ago we're looking at. So we're looking at 7 past lives ago. We need to shift that negative experience that you had. And now let yourself and give yourself permission to come out, be in the light, authentically you, shine brightly. And no reason to apologize. No reason to apologize for who you are. You're a big energy, actually. And you need to be out there in that big way. Okay?
Okay. Grace, there you go. Beautiful name. Beautiful message for you. Please let me know that you heard that, Grace. Colleen from Panama said, hello, Carrie and Crystal. Thank you for this fantastic, informative call. I'm experiencing waking up numerous times during the night, drenched in sweat, exhausted during the day. What is blocking the light from penetrating? Thank you. Much love, Colleen.
Mm-hmm. There's more of a protective mechanism around the heart. And one of the things that I'm seeing is with that protective mechanism around the heart, it's almost as if you have felt shame around the decisions that some of the decisions you've made and where you've put yourself, like what positions you've gotten yourself into. Let's say, okay? Now, that experience of that shame and questioning the self and holding that energy travels back through your genealogical line, and it's on your mom's side 12 generations ago, okay? And so this isn't really yours. Like, a lot of what you put yourself into it was already in your chart, and it was supposed to be that learning experience. Take the learning and then move on. So the shame needs to be cleared. The defense mechanism of protection needs to be taken off the heart. The shame sitting in the sacral chakra, in the front sacral chakra. So once we clear that, now you can feel more confident within yourself and trusting that the decisions you make moving forward are actually good for you, they're healthy for you, they're right on, right? So you can feel certain within yourself and trust yourself.
Okay, that was Colleen. Colleen, I hope that you heard that. I'm going to go to some of the people who just wrote in. We have so many people who wrote in earlier. I don't know if you're still here, and so we'd love to get some feedback. So I'm going to go to, let's see, Debbie from Marina Del Rey said, in a dream, I was shown blockage in my field on the outer side of my physical body, extruding from my first five chakras. That's how I interpreted it. Do you see this?
What I see is it's stemming from the root chakra, but it comes out almost like a thick steel beam. And the higher it goes, the more extended it goes, the further away from the crown it gets. So that's what I'm seeing. And if I tune into the energy of that, it's, think of it kind of like a hand that's reaching out, that's saying, no, 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 stop, 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 almost like it's afraid that there's going to be too much, too fast, too soon, and it's going to disrupt your life now. So we have to look at this and also look at what happens when you actually do say yes to your purpose work. And in a big way, you start to acknowledge the power that you have. How does your life shift? Are you ready for that? And are you willing to allow everybody and everything in? The resistance of the light and the resistance of the allness, because of the need to control things, like, uh-oh, stop, I need to control, this is too much, I can't handle this. That feeling of not being able to handle things and needing to control is what's binding you. So let's see when that was created. Before birth, okay, this is a past life. We're going 26 past lives ago, okay? So that need to control, because of your fear of loss of control, the rush of energy, like literally you would just be taken over. You'd be annihilated, you know. That's what we're looking at for you. That needs to shift.
Okay. There you go, Debbie. Thank you for writing in, Debbie. Okay. Okay, I'll go to Gloria next. Jackie from Spokane said, hello, ladies. Thank you so much for your show. I was in a dark, sad spot a few months ago. Then I found your show, and it's amazing. That's so beautiful. Thank you. She said, and now I also know why I was having the symptoms you spoke of. So thank you, Crystal. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to feel the growth from your wonderful offer. She didn't even ask for the reading, but would you like to?
Yes. We're releasing some deep despair, some deep grief. This is around, you know, being powerful in your purpose work, your abilities as this intuitive. You really are highly intuitive. That has led in the past for people that you loved being hurt and harmed. And so for you, we've got to clear that despair, that anguish, that sadness, that devastation. And know that whatever has occurred in these past lives, again, that really was the growth that you needed. But not to give up on yourself, but to actually say, okay, we made it through, we cleared that, and now let's, in this lifetime, let's say yes. Let's say yes to the energy that wants to flow through. Because now you're going to be a greater blessing to all that you know. A greater blessing. You don't have to worry about whatever you do hurting and harming others or bringing negative attention to you. You can move through those stages of grief and loss and sadness, whoever you lost in the past, and you can come into a place where now you just literally, I've been seeing you standing at the top of a mountain with your arms open, you know, just like, here I am. I say, universe, use me. Use me.
Okay, beautiful. That was Jackie. Yes, Jackie.
Yes.
Much love to you, Jackie. Yes. Grace just wrote back in and said, oh, my God, thank you so much, Crystal. I have no idea why I'm crying like a baby now. I think you helped me free this stuck energy from my body and being. I am in deep, deep gratitude, infinite blessings and love. That was from Grace. Beautiful. Okay. Linda from Alberta, Canada said, hello, beautiful ladies. You're both amazing as you are, Linda. She said, thank you so much for sharing your gifts with us all. I'm loving these moments. So honored. If any information could be shared from Crystal today, she would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What we're looking at is a contraction in the mental body for you. Around being vulnerable. Being vulnerable is very uncomfortable. And what the mind's doing is it's trying to predict what others might think, and then it's readjusting itself to be the chameleon. It's like a chameleon. It's like a shapeshifter, right? So I'm going to be the chameleon shapeshifter. I'm going to mentalize everyone, mentalize the situation. And you know, whatever feedback your mental body gives you, that's what you're really reacting and responding to. And so it does not want to put you in situations where you're vulnerable. It just feels like if I'm vulnerable, I'm going to die. You know, it really is that intense. So you have really been crafty with your mind, and your mind gets you out of a lot of situations. But again, we don't want to rely on the mind. We want to rely on the higher mind, rely on your intuition. Right? Mm-hmm. When am I supposed to speak truth? Is it appropriate for me to speak this truth? Because that truth is a gift. Sometimes, yes, you're not even supposed to say anything. Just look at the person and just be an observer to what they're going through. Even accusations, right? Or confrontations. You just look at them and know, wow, they're really in pain right now. They're really in pain. They really are suffering. And you don't need to be vulnerable to their energy if it's someone trying to attack you or confront you or be manipulative or being controlling. You can really just look at them and say, you know, that's, I don't need to react to that. Thank you very much. And the more that you channel that light through your being, the more you allow yourself to feel the oneness, right? So here's the thing, you know, when we let the light come in, when we then send that light out, we're busy sending light out. We're full. We're in the overflow. And so we're overflowing in the energy. We can't feel alone. We can't feel depleted. We can't feel confused. We are sourcing light. And that helps to set those boundaries. And that helps to then push out from the body all the way around. And when we do that, we are safe. We're safe in the light. We're a field of light. And so we don't have to worry about protecting ourselves or defending ourselves. We can just be in the light and be in observance, because that state of lightness will actually allow us to peer deep within the experience of the moment that's being offered up. And then we simply ask, what would the divine have us do? What is the lesson we need to learn here? What can we take away from this as a blessing?
Linda. There you go. Crystal, thank you for that. Let's see. Gloria from Canada. She said, praying, wishing, and waiting to be chosen to learn what is my number one pattern keeping me from my light. Thank you in advance. Gloria from Canada.
There's a deep fear of humiliation and rejection. And what I can tell you is it's like there's a thin, it's kind of like if you imagine the cake pan, it's like that, you know, it's like you're holding the cake pan up over your third eye, over your face, even covering the throat chakra a little bit. And this is about, oh, I don't want them to see me mess up. I don't want to mess up. I don't, you know, it's being unsure. It's really being unsure about the self. And so there's a lot of indecision that goes with this, confusion that goes with this. For you, we've got a balanced right brain, left brain. We're going to do that in the Wisdom Path program. But also we've got to work on the third eye for you. We have to actually have you realizing that the power of the light that comes through your third eye that can project into the future, where you get premonitions, you don't have to be reactive. to those and worry about not being accurate, because you are accurate. You are accurate. So you don't have to worry about what they're saying. You're on a mission for the divine, not for humans. But you will be working with humans. You will be guiding humans. Okay? So the humiliation, fear of rejection, comes from the ego part that actually thinks you can be hurt, that you can be harmed. You're an eternal being. So we're going to train your system throughout the program. We're training your system to really believe that, right? Remember the honey? We're not just writing it on you, you know. Mm-hmm. You are going to be that beautiful, yummy, gorgeous, tasty honey.
Yeah. A couple of people had written in earlier saying they loved when he said that. It really hit them about the honey.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. I'm going to go to Sunny. I love your name, Sunny. She said, happy new season, Carrie. You rock. You do too. She said, with Crystal, how does it get any better than this? She said, aww, thank you so much for your light. I am curious, what is my light body saying? Blessings and gratitude.
Yeah. Looking at the light body, the upper part is really active. For you, we've got to, though, remember, we've got to work on the base. We've got to work on the base. So, again, it's kind of like cleaning out the basement and then remodeling, building a brand new structure that the foundation of that first level can sit upon and build up. And what I see is that it's so beautiful, your connection with these higher realms, but you're on wobbly ground. You're on this wobbly structure that's like, at times it definitely serves to be strong enough, and at other times you're taken out. And I can see that the physical body can just get to a place of exhaustion. It can become a little bit tired and overwhelmed. And then your heart, it's like you become disheartened. You become despondent. You can move into a place of helplessness. Because it's in a past life that you're holding that same energy in the basement of this past life. And so let's see how many past lives we're going. We're going 15 past lives ago. 15. And so now it's time to really say, okay, I'm not going to be so easily swayed into the helplessness, into the powerlessness, into the hopelessness. I'm now going to actually anchor myself to a deeper, I want to say a source of stability. Right? A source of stability. And so that you're grounded from that connection below to the connection above, right? Mm-hmm. You've got the connection above, but the connection below is wavering. So we've got to restructure that, support you, let you know how stable you are, and clear the old pattern where you would go into more of the martyr, victim, aspect, persona. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was beautiful. Sunny. There you go, Sunny. So much love to you. And a lot of the people that you've done the readings for have been writing in. Linda just said, wow, I'm in awe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm just going to kind of go through these real quickly. Gloria, thank you so much. Many blessings to you both. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Colleen said, thank you with all my heart. No one ever told me that information before. It gave me such peace to know that it's not mine. Thank you again. Mm-hmm. Jackie said, wow, I'm so touched. Thank you again. I actually have a picture of a woman on a mountain with her arms up.
Oh, yes. I can see it. Yes.
Kathleen said, thank you so much for this information. I relate so much to what you're sharing. Much love as we all move mm-hmm. into the fullness of our gifts. Yes, we are. Mm. I so want to take everybody. Let me just do a couple more. Is that okay, Crystal? Like maybe
sure.
two more. Okay. Mary from Palatine, Illinois said, what is the number one pattern keeping me from my light? Thank you. That's Mary.
It's in the power center, and it's causing fatigue. It's causing issues with the stomach digesting the information, and there's a little bit of confusion, like fogginess, in the mental body. So emotional, physical body, and mental body all being impacted right now. So let's see, that number one blockage and pattern that we're seeing is actually a genealogical pattern on father's side. And this is about playing it safe, keeping it safe, right? It's like, oh, if I just play it safe, then I'll be okay, right? It's like this weird thing, be careful, you know. The reality is that we want you to step into the unknown and be fearless in that, because you've got the backing of the light. You're trusting your higher self. You're becoming one with the divine, and you know the power of the indication of the directive. Move forward, right? And move fearlessly forward. And so with this, needing to be so careful to play it safe doesn't work for you anymore. You've got to get over that and know that your safety is going to come from being the light, being in the light, being connected to higher self, not listening to old patterns from personas that are based in fear, right? So that's what we want for you, really stepping up, being this shining star. You're this shining star. People want to put their eyes on you, right? They want to look at you. They want to be in the awe of you. And we can't have you play it safe when you're this shining star. You need to just be there and shine your light and just let it go. You know, let everything go. Just like, you deserve to be there. Okay?
Wow. Okay. Sunny just wrote back and said, wow, couldn't be more true. You are so fabulous, Crystal. Your gift is glorious. Grateful to both of you. Love and blessings. Right back to you, Sunny.
Yeah, baby.
Last one. We're going to go to Paige in New York. Paige. Hi, ladies. What is the number one pattern keeping me from my light? Thank you. It's Paige.
Yeah, I'm seeing a karmic tag of fear that has layers deep. So it almost goes to, like, fear, fear of being threatened, you know, in doing your gift, also terrified and then petrified. So petrified, think of that state, being petrified. When we're petrified, we just stop. Like, there's just a numbing out, right? We dull down the senses. So your senses have been dulled down to a certain degree, although I'm seeing high levels of clairgnostic ability. So, like, you're knowing your antenna. They're showing you your antenna. Your higher self is dancing in front of me right now. Like, look at my antenna. Look at my intuitive antenna, right? Like, really sparkly, shimmering. Your aura is lighting up. It's really beautiful and light blue, sparkles of pinks and purples. But layers deep underneath there, we really start to see this terrified, petrified, panicked kind of energy. And this is going back not too far ago, because it's only two past lives ago, where I feel that there was an invasion and a deep slaughtering. So you saw people that you knew being hurt and being harmed because of the free expression. Because of the free expression of your intuition, of your magic, of your nature. And you thought that that village was safe. You thought that you were in a safe place. But I do see that invasion. And so we have to watch out for you, because, again, as we look at that being petrified, it can really stop you physically. You know, you can just be like, nope, not doing it. But, again, this is just a part of you. And so the majority of you wants to come out and play and reveal her magnificence to the world. And that's what we want to see. Sparkling, shimmering lights, and you really trusting your deep knowing.
Mm. Paige, I'm so glad that, I hope you heard that. That was beautiful, Crystal. Thank you.
Debbie
just said a quick thank you to both of you. Crystal's reading totally resonates. Love and light to you both, Debbie. Thank you, Debbie. Mary just said, wow, thank you. I've been experiencing severe stomach cramps lately. Makes perfect sense. So, just a little more feedback. Wow. Well, we could go on forever, but we have, this has been an amazing gathering, and especially to celebrate the beginning of season 17 with you, Crystal. You are always just a delight, and your gifts are truly amazing. You're so gifted, and you're so dedicated to this. That is why the purity of these gifts comes through so easily and beautifully. So thank you for all the light that you're bringing into the world and into our community today. Love you so much. You're just such a gift, my dear.
Love you too. Love you, everyone. Thank you so much. And just, you know, let yourself become expansive. Let yourself really allow the divine support system to move through you. It's going to bring you into that place of coherence, to vibrate at that higher level. And I want you to be in that so you really feel worthy, so that you can recognize and accept the gifts that you are, right? Mm-hmm. You are beautiful. You are divine. You are this eternal being. And just can't wait to work with you in the program. So many, many blessings. Thank you for this beautiful community, Carrie. I mean, you are so precious in my life. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful gift you are. Thank you.
We're all lit up. I feel this. I have chills. I feel like we're all illuminated and empowered, and that's the whole intention. So thank you, my dear, and thank you to everyone who's joined us. We so appreciate the gift of your time, your love, your openness, and your presence today. And again, if all of this is resonating, please take advantage of the beautiful offerings that Crystal has created so you can take this journey further and illuminate this pure path to your soul's ascension. And as we bring this show to a close today, please be beautiful with yourself. Please be beautiful with one another. That is the embodiment of the beauty way, which is the Lemurian way of being that I love so much. And I hope that you feel inspired. You feel some relief after our time together today. Remember that you are brilliant. You are resilient. And I appreciate and love you all so much. Thank you for joining us on this soulful adventure today. I'm sending waves and waves of new earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it. Please offer it to everyone, excuse me, that you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you all back here tomorrow. Bye, everyone.